USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America is back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming, Mr. President.
I'm waiting for Santa.
President Biden, with help from mainstream media outlet NBC News, touts America is exactly where she should be. This as Americans struggle with inflation and a loss of liberties from vaccine mandates that some call unconstitutional, since Congress had no say in Biden's demands. Conservative journalist David Webb on Fox News has a different view of America's direction.
Build back backwards. There's no better here. This is someone who doesn't want the economy to function as it does. The president has theorists and ideologues and Keynesian economists.
The World Health Organization is meeting Friday to discuss a new COVID-19 variant out of Africa. The United Kingdom is already blocking flights from several South African nations as of Friday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
An organization is asking for your help when traveling. Report on monarch butterflies that come across your path. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population.
The African nation of Egypt set out to revive a tradition that hadn't been seen in a couple thousand years. The Egyptian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities held a grand ceremony on Thursday evening to mark the reopening of the ancient Avenue of the Sphinx in the city of Luxor. The 1.7-mile-long road is lined on both sides with more than 1,000 statues of sphinxes and rams. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Black Friday kicks off around the country today, 'tis the season to celebrate Christ's birthday, family, toys, gifts, the pleasure of giving. But it's also the season of Ebenezer Scrooge, the Grinch, and a Santa Claus shortage this year.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season have said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.